Even though we're in the conditional movement control order, we mustn't think the danger is over. Cases are still being reported daily, and what more, a new cluster has also been detected in Sabah. Two students from Sabah were tested positive yesterday, which brings up the total number of positive cases in Sabah to 300 so far. New Straits Times reported that Sabah Health Director, Datuk Dr. Christina Rundi, said that the cases were detected through filters and samples taken based on the Sabah State Student Movement Management SOP by UMS. The two students were asymptomatic and have been admitted for further treatment. So far, three students from the university have been tested positive. These students are among the thousands of students of higher education institutions who are allowed to return to their villages through initiatives involving mass movement of students from the red zone to the green and yellow zones. Health DG Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said in his press conference yesterday that the source of infection could be from infected staff who moved around the university compared to students who were quarantined in their hostels. Dr. Christina also added that students or anyone returning from Peninsular Malaysia will be asked to quarantine in specific centers. Let's remember that the danger is not behind us, so please stay home and maintain social distancing if you have to go out. Also read, only one person allowed in car in Sabah for now, second person allowed for specific reasons only. You have reached the end of this story.